Secret Service protection. That is coming up at 7:05. It is 7 o'clock. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. The news brought to you by LongRoofing.com. Hurricane Maria is back in open Caribbean waters and rebuilding strength after leaving Puerto Rico without power and flooded from coast to coast.
The outer rain bands of Hurricane Maria continue to drop down here on us. Overnight, that's caused a flash flood warning to go into effect here in Puerto Rico for the entire island. We saw just how bad it was yesterday when we tried to drive outside of San Juan and barely made it more than a few miles. The roads were inundated with water. Some of the highways just swamp-like conditions.
Correspondent Nick Valencia in San Juan. The mayor of Mexico City says two women and a man were pulled alive from a collapsed office building almost 36 hours after Tuesday's 7.1 magnitude quake. Much of the nation's focus there has been on the attempted rescue overnight of a 12-year-old girl who remains trapped in the rubble of a collapsed school in Mexico City.
Officials do tell us they are trying to get to this little girl through two different points. It's unclear exactly, according to officials, where this little girl is.
Correspondent Rosa Flores. North Korea has issued a response to President Trump's strong speech at the United Nations in which he vowed to totally destroy that nation if the U.S. was forced to defend its allies. Kim Jong-un's foreign minister told reporters in New York that if the president, quote, was thinking he could scare us with the sound of a dog barking, that's really a dog dream. The envoy is not expected to meet with any U.S. officials during his visit to the U.N. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe is trying to stay above the fray as multiple parts of the Commonwealth stake their claims for Amazon's HQ2.
Hampton Roads, Richmond, Arlington, and Loudoun are all putting together bids, but Governor McAuliffe's not taking sides.
I am the governor for all of Virginia, so I leave it at that.
He says Northern Virginia has Metro and Dulles Airport, while Hampton Roads has data centers and Richmond is a millennial city.
I think we're going to have 3, 4, 5 localities in Virginia are going to bid. I don't honestly think Mr. Bezos has much of a choice.
Maryland Governor Larry Hogan's doing things a bit differently, advocating for a site in Baltimore, even as Montgomery and Prince George's counties put their bids together. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The bodies of two men found a day apart in two different Montgomery County parks were the result of gang warfare, according to the county's top prosecutor. One body was found in Wheaton Regional Park. It had been dismembered and decapitated. The other was found in a stream near Long Branch Arliss Neighborhood Park. State's attorney John McCarthy told Bethesda Beat he could not comment on what gang was responsible or whether the two murders were related. Six county men with alleged ties to MS-13 were arrested this week for the murder of a Silver Spring man last spring. There's a new normal when it comes to tax revenue pouring into Maryland's coffers.
We should stop pining for the old years of economic growth.
Comptroller Peter Franchot says ever since the recession, revenues in Maryland have been lower than projected, with estimates down 0.3% this financial year. One reason? Federal employees and contractors are anxious and cutting back on discretionary spending, according to Franchot, because
all of the craziness in Washington.
He also attributes the drop to more people shopping online on sites that are not required to charge state sales tax. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens at 22,412, the Nasdaq at 6,456. In sports, the Nats score 6 in the 8th inning to help Gio Gonzalez get his 15th win and beat the Braves, but the Red Sox blow out and shut out the Birds. WMAL News Time is 7:04 up next. Traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The Redskins and WMAL together again every game, home and away, all season long. The Washington Redskins.
Oh, Redskins touchdown!
On 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can save $1,074 on roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
Ransomware is software that can infiltrate your business through email, enabling cyber criminals to hijack sensitive information as ransom for your own data's release. Leveraging Barracuda email security with advanced threat detection can stop a ransomware attack in its tracks. As an added measure, Barracuda Backup allows you to recover your data without having to surrender to extortion. Crime doesn't pay when you protect your business data with Barracuda. Go to Barracuda.com/ransomware to learn more.
Want your home sold guaranteed? Go to itrustfrank.com.
Fall is the time for planting, and right now Potomac Petals and Plants has the best selection of mums, pansies, pumpkins, and fall wreaths in stock. For great prices and expert advice, visit Potomac Petals and Plants on River Road in Potomac Village, Washington's premier flower garden and gift store.
7:05 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading into Silver Spring, southbound, if you're heading 16th Street, coming up to the intersection with East-West Highway 410, right in the intersection for the crash. Police are there trying to help direct you around Georgia Avenue if you're coming south from the Beltway. That works for a better option for you for now. Top side of the Beltway, College Park to Silver Spring with the stop and go through Laurel. BW Parkway slows southbound. Now, out of Upper Marlboro, crews have been dealing with this broken down car. Caller's telling me it's still in the right lane. Heading inbound on Route 4 between Woodyard and Dower House Road. Big delays on Route 4 as a result. Now, if you're heading to the Wilson Bridge, your initial backups begin near Route 5 Branch Avenue, but it's broken up. We have a crash along the way between Route 5 and St. Barnabas Road in the through lane, so do watch the activity there. Centerville, in case you missed it, they have reopened the area of Braddock Road and Pleasant Valley Road. That had been shut down with a serious crash. Inbound on the toll road, now have a new problem with delays forming quickly here before you get to Route 7, the crash reported. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Real good looking Thursday, lots of sunshine. It stays warm too. Temperatures back into the upper 80s with plenty of sunshine. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 57 in Haymarket, 63 in Damascus, 68 at Reagan National. Traffic and weather brought to you by Potomac Petals and Plants. The governor of Puerto Rico says power to the island may be out for months following Hurricane Maria. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
WMAL.
7:07 here on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Shimon Procupes, I got it, from CNN, will join us at 7:35 this morning to talk about this Robert Mueller investigation and also into Paul Manafort. A lot of new information coming out in the last 48 hours about all that. 8:05, we'll be joined by Ron Meyer, a Loudoun County supervisor, and also regularly here, a guest on Mornings on the Mall. Vince Gray joins us at 8:15. He's, of course, the former D.C. mayor and now a D.C. council member. There's a bunch of D.C. issues we'd like to address with him, and we will. All ahead on Mornings on the Mall. My name is Vince Colonnais, alongside Mary Walter.
Good morning. Joining us right now, Dan Bongino. You know him, former Secret Service agent. He has a brand new book out called Protecting the President. Dan, good morning. Welcome to Mornings on the Mall. How you doing?
Good. Always good to be here. Thanks for having me.
We're glad to have you. We've done some talking this morning about this wiretapping of Paul Manafort, and there are so many questions out there. There were two different instances of wiretapping of Paul Manafort. The first one, the initial one, was related to his work in the Ukraine, and it was discontinued at some point last year for lack of evidence, and then the FBI restarted it. Why did they restart it? Do we know what the focus of that was?
No, and this is the really troubling part of this. You know, I addressed this on the radio last night. This should bother every American, although I don't expect liberals to be moved at all by this. This should really frighten everyone, regardless of your political stripes. What it appears to me, having experience with warrants and phone taps and listening in on conversations during my time as a criminal investigator with the federal government, it seems like you're fishing for a person, not fishing for a crime. In other words, in a constitutional republic, Mary and Vince, that's not what we do. We don't go out and fish for people. In other words, you don't walk into WMAL and go, you know what, we don't like our neighbors here down the block, so let's go get the federal government to find a crime on them and arrest them later. Because you know what? You'll find a crime on everyone. Everyone's ripped a tag off a mattress at some point.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, you know, it's like, oh, did you jaywalk? I mean, we've all been guilty of something. The federal government doesn't work that way. People come in as complainants on crimes. Like, hey, I was just robbed. Can we go find the guy? And it looks to me like they didn't have anything on the criminal side against Manafort. So then they just moved on to a FISA warrant. And from what we know now, couldn't find much there either, it appears, at this point. We'll see what comes out later, but it's really disturbing.
Dan, I love having your perspective, having been in law enforcement, especially because, you know, nowadays, you mentioned Democrats don't seem that interested in it right now. That's for political reasons. But you look at, like, say, this FBI raid of Paul Manafort's home, the idea that they got a no-knock warrant to investigate, what, a financial crime? That they picked his locks, raid his home in the dead of night, guns drawn? What in the world is that about? Why would any scenario lead to a raid like that?
You know, it's so disturbing because I think back, especially in Maryland, you know, what are your markets over there? You have the governor, Larry Hogan, whose dad, Larry Hogan Sr., you know, God rest his soul, he passed, was a Republican who went after Nixon, who was like, hey, this is like a bridge too far, and this is not a partisan issue. It's time to shut this down. Where are the Democrats asking the question you just asked me? Like saying to their constituents, hey, this isn't a reflection on our party. I'd like you to still continue to vote Democrat. But we had a guy who was sleeping at 6 o'clock in the morning while federal agents with monopoly power over the use of force and the ability to take your liberty kicked in his door. Oh, and by the way, he was the campaign manager for the sitting president of the United States. And we really don't have anything yet, but don't worry. We'll find something. I promise you go through anybody's house and their effects and their papers and everything, you will eventually find evidence of some crime. Wasn't there a book written a while ago about every American commits a federal crime each day? And I mean, they will find something if they want to find something.
Last thing on this, you know, Lindsey Graham, a couple months ago, you remember, he had a hotly contested battle with somebody in the intelligence community about, hey, how can I find out, as a senator, can I find out if my communications were monitored by the U.S. government? And he got all sorts of squirrely answers that didn't involve yes, and which shocked me, because we're supposed to have civilian control of our intelligence community, of our enforcement mechanisms. And yeah, Now you've got this situation where a sitting senator can't get answers. The Justice Department, by the way, failing to even produce any information on the progeny of the Trump dossier, despite the fact that Congress has been demanding answers here. Are you worried at all that civilians can't get access to information from our enforcement mechanisms?
I'm terrified, Ben. And listen, I have bona fides on this because I spoke out against the Patriot Act as well, which was passed by a Republican. So no one's going to lecture me on, oh, well, you're just going after them because the Obama administration may have been surveilling people. No, you are absolutely incorrect, and you're making that up. This is a very big problem. The Fourth Amendment has to mean something. To me, this was clearly an unreasonable search and seizure, and until we take our government back, this dragnet of surveillance is just going to expand, and it's not right. Quote to me all you want, all the legal citations, that doesn't make it moral, and it definitely doesn't make it constitutional by a plain reading of the document.
Dan, CNN broke this story, and we know how anti-Trump they are. What does this say about this story that CNN broke it?
You know, I think there's a little covering of the caboose, let's say, a delicate way to say it, because of the FCC. They're trying to cover their on this one. I think they had the sources. They knew they were the ones that had mocked Trump about the wiretapping claims. I mean, you can read the headlines yourself. James Woods had a tweet out the other day showing the timeline of CNN making fun of Trump for the wiretapping claims and then writing the story about how Trump's team was wiretapped. I think they were covering their butts, so they had to put it out there. But, you know, listen, credit where credit is due. They put the story out there, so at least they seem to have done the right thing. But I'm sure they'll resort to their anti-Trump nonsense, you know, as soon as possible.
Dan, I want to mention your new book, "Protecting the President." I'm about as fascinated. That Secret Service intrigue is about the most fascinating thing that anyone can read, I think. Tell us about the new book and what's in it.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Yeah, we're already a bestseller, so I appreciate everyone who picked up a copy. It's really an inside account of the collapse of the Secret Service. You know, it did not fall apart because of the men and women over there. They have the best agents in the federal government, with all due respect to my friends in the FBI and DEA. What happened was a mission creep collapse, where they took on missions they couldn't handle. They got distracted from protection. And when you read the inside account of what actually happened, how uniformed division officers at the White House were getting 20 minutes of training a year I'll bet, you know, Mike, that the board op got more training on how to work Adobe Audition last week than Secret Service officers got on how to defend the White House in an entire year.
Well, we're still working with him. He's trying.
Does he have the gloves on today, the fingerless gloves?
No, not the gloves, but he is wearing a couple layers.
Oh, man. But, yeah, that's the feedback I'm getting on the book from people who read it, and they get through it in a day. It's like, I really cannot believe that in a mission with such bipartisan support protecting the president, that this is what's going on inside the Secret Service. It's incredible. It's really sad.
All right, well, you can pick up a copy of Dan Bongino's book, Protecting the President, wherever books are sold. Dan, thank you very much. And now Mike is wearing the fingerless gloves in tribute to your interview this morning.
I love that, guy.
Thanks, Dan.
Thanks, guys. See you later.
It's 7:15. It's time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, and Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, good morning. And on the Dulles Toll Road, you're doing okay coming off the Greenway as you merge through Herndon and Reston, but it's up ahead. We now have a crash jamming the toll road inbound eastbound before you get to Route 7. Accident along the left side. For 395, coming off the Beltway through Landmark, Slow Pentagon across the 14th Street Bridge. Have an incident reported coming out of D.C. across the outbound 14th Street Bridge right near the exit for the GW Parkway. Now into Georgetown. Have a stalled car reported on the inbound Key Bridge. Do watch for that. On the George Washington Parkway southbound, do see some slowdowns approaching and passing 123 on Route 4 out of Upper Marlboro. We've been struggling with this broken down car in on 4 after Woodyard Road. That was in the right lane. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, today will be mostly sunny with a high of 87. That's going to feel like summer's back. Tonight, a few clouds, a low of 69. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies to start your day, then partly cloudy in the afternoon with a high near 85. And currently in our nation's capital, 68 degrees at 7:16 on WMAL.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
Jimmy Kimmel in the news a lot this week, starting, of course, with that Emmys that he did over the weekend where he's attacking the president fairly ferociously from there. But now he's getting into a policy debate about Graham Cassidy. He had Senator Cassidy on earlier this year, wherein Cassidy promised to come up with something he called the Jimmy Kimmel rule, which is how to handle Obamacare in such a way that would ensure that people like Jimmy Kimmel's son could get adequate health care for things like, in his case, a heart surgery. So, Jimmy Kimmel, this is a very personal thing to him, and he's been using his show over the last two nights to sort of explicitly campaign against this Graham Cassidy bill. Here's a quick montage of Kimmel and Cassidy.
But when Senator Cassidy was on my show in May, he told me, I don't want to turn this into a Kanye and Taylor Swift type situation. But when Senator Cassidy was on my show in May, he told me, he believed that every American family, regardless of income, should be able to get quality health care. And I believe he was sincere. Sadly, the bill he unveiled last week with Senator Lindsey Graham indicates that he was not sincere.
Your response, Senator?
I'm sorry, he does not understand. Under Graham, Cassidy, Heller, Johnson, more people will have coverage, and we protect those with pre-existing conditions.
Oh, I get it. I don't understand because I'm a talk show host, right? Well, and then help me out. Which part don't I understand? Is it the part where you cut $243 billion from federal health care assistance? Am I not understanding the part where states would be allowed to let insurance companies price you out of coverage for having pre-existing conditions? Maybe I don't understand the part of your bill in which federal funding disappears completely after 2026. Or maybe it was the part where the plans are no longer required to pay for essential health benefits like maternity care. Or could it be, Senator Cassidy, that the problem is that I do understand?
All right, so he's pretty upset. Clearly. So again, he spent the last two nights on his talk show going after Senator Cassidy. He also went after a whole host of other figures in the media and lawmakers as well, attacking them. And it's kind of interesting. I was reading Ben Shapiro yesterday, who's responded to this. And Ben, who we had on our program last week, he's in an interesting situation because his child had a heart surgery at the same exact hospital from the same exact doctor as Jimmy Kimmel did. The headline on his piece in the Daily Wire is the following. Jimmy Kimmel has no moral authority on healthcare just because his son had heart surgery. Here's why. So he goes on and on for a number of reasons why he thinks that Jimmy Kimmel is not necessarily coming from a position of authority here, including kind of leaning on the talk show host thing. But, like, you know, I mean, the guy can educate himself. He can learn about things, obviously, and figure out whether or not he supports it. But one of the things that Ben points out that I think is so important here is that Obamacare, as it currently exists, does not pass the Kimmel test. Obamacare. So if you wanted to pass the Kimmel test, the current version of the law doesn't do that anyway. So what? So now you've got Senators Graham and Cassidy wanting to overhaul the healthcare system and facing some reaction here from Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, Jimmy Kimmel's been through some terrible times. I get it. With it, it's hard to see a child sick and have to go through all of that. I understand that, but you can't allow motions to dictate policy. You wind up with bad policy when you allow emotions to overrun it. And that's where you're seeing, I think, the difference between how Ben Shapiro is looking at this and how Jimmy Kimmel is looking at this. And you know what? Jimmy Kimmel has so much money, he would be exempt from anything that they put in anyway. Do you honestly think that Jimmy Kimmel's choice of hospitals or doctors would be restricted? No, because Jimmy Kimmel can afford to pay cash for any health care he wants. So what he is going to inflict on the masses, he will not be subject to.
As a reminder, the Kimmel test, just to give you, to tell to you explicitly, according to Senator Cassidy, is, quote, would the child born with a congenital heart disease be able to get everything she or he would need in that first year of life, even if they go over a certain amount? That's the test. Would they be able to get everything they need in that first year of life? The answer to that question, according to Ben, is a resounding yes. No matter what the setup is here, even including in the status quo, if prior to Obamacare, in the United States, that kid doesn't just die. Medical experts work on them. And then the actual costs, the way that the cost allocation's handled, that's a different question. But in terms of healthcare itself, the kid's getting health care.
Well, why do you think they wanted to bring Charlie Gard to the United States and get him out of the NHS in England? The wonderful NHS that the left keeps telling us is so wonderful and we should have as a civilized society. Why do you think that they raised millions of dollars to get that kid out of that system and bring him to this system?
A lot of people want to come to the United States for health care, for sure. 722 here on WMAL.
He's a watchdog on Wall Street and a champion for investors. Listen to Ron Carson on Wealth from Wisdom this Saturday at noon right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
So have you ever done what my husband and I did? We got the renovation bug, and so we had this awful linoleum-like vinyl in our kitchen that we just didn't like. It was faux wood. And so we got the heat gun out and we pulled this stuff up expecting beautiful hardwood floors underneath. And there were hardwood floors, but they were an absolute mess, a mess. So you know what we needed? We needed 50 Floor, because 50 Floor comes to your home on your schedule. They help you select perfect flooring for your lifestyle and your budget. And you get to see how all the samples look in your home. Buying a new floor is an investment. And 50 Floor, they also have a price match guarantee. So you're going to get quality flooring at an incredible price, and they make it so easy. And during the month of September, guess what? They're going to give you 60% off. That is just an unbelievable discount. So do it now. Schedule an in-home consultation at 50floor.com. Use promo code WMAL for an additional $100 discount. Go to 50floor.com. That's 50floor.com for complete details and licensure information. 50floor.com.
McMillan Sedation Dentistry started over a decade ago because I wanted to be able to provide dental care to what now turns out to be a significant portion of the population, those individuals who had a fear associated with previous dental experiences. It's estimated over 1 in 10 adults are so fearful of receiving treatment that they'll only seek it when they experience an extreme dental emergency, like a broken tooth or an abscess. I'm Dr. Alex McMillan, and we interact with these patients a little differently, with much more of a TLC approach. The McMillan difference is empathy. My highly trained staff treats patients like members of their own family. We listen, we don't judge, and we strive to make our patients feel completely comfortable during their procedures, ranging from general and cosmetic dentistry to full mouth implants. Isn't it time for you to smile easy? Call 703 703- 503-9490, online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Hey friends, it's Eric Stewart, and I've got a number of free seminars coming up to be held at the North Bethesda Marriott and the Tysons Corner Marriott in October and November. You'll hear how to get your house ready to sell for top dollar, what improvements will make you money, how to interview a realtor before you hire one, and when is the best time to put your house on the market. And I'm inviting you to attend free, but space is limited. So go to my website at ericstewartgroup.com, and right at the top of the page, you'll see a registration link. You can register now and get your spot reserved. That's ericstewartgroup.com.
725 at WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning, and good morning to Silver Spring commuters coming 16th Street southbound into downtown Silver Spring. Right when you get toward the intersection with East-West Highway, get ready for police direction around the crash that's in the intersection. Just seeing a little bit of volume through that area, so it just cost you a few extra minutes. Now, top side of the Beltway through College Park in Silver Spring, we're definitely hitting the brakes pretty hard through that area. Had a crash reported in the backups. Baltimore-Washington Parkway, I've been watching the slowdowns here between 198 and 197, and now an incident reported just south of 197. Crews responding there. Now, let's go Virginia, taking a ride eastbound, inbound on the Dulles Toll Road. Talking about the crash still, inbound before you get to Route 7, so heading through Wolf Trap. That's along the left side. Now, delays almost back out of Herndon as you push eastbound Toll Road. Route 7, if you're thinking about that as an option, after the Georgetown Pike, that's heavy off and on, and that continues. So it's a slow go up toward Beulah Road. Update sponsored by Spot Hero. Finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Unseasonably warm, most likely right on through the upcoming weekend. Mostly sunny, 87 this afternoon, average high 78. Tonight, some clouds and warm, 69. Mostly cloudy early tomorrow, then some sunshine in the afternoon, 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Oh, it currently in our nation's capital, 68 degrees at 726 on WMAL.
Oh, thought you were going to tell me what a bad Googleizer I am.
A what?
A Googleizer, one who speaks at funerals. Or did you think I'd be too stupid to know what a Googly was?
Well, Maxine Waters is apparently a really good Googleizer because she was asked to Googleize Dick Gregory at his funeral. And so she's up there and she breaks into, cut 31, Mike, she breaks into this.
I wish I could sit with Dick. Because I've got work to do. I'm cleaning out the White House. We're going to sanitize the White House.
So that's she started. That's how they started.
Doesn't she know they just did an overhaul? They just renovated the White House. It's totally clean now.
Yeah, what she said.
Duh.
She goes on to say, she yells to the crowd. She says, haven't you taken enough? And of course, they roar back at her. And this goes from a eulogy to almost a revival of how awful the president is. This person does not respect you. This dishonorable human being who has the alt-right and the KKK and everybody else inside his cabinet. And of course, she ended it in total anti-Maxine fashion.
When I get through with Donald Trump, he's gonna wish he had been impeached.
Ooh, my.
I am so offended by him, and I love my people so much that I am not gonna put up with it. I'm gonna say impeach 45 every day. Impeach 45 every day.
That's quite a eulogy.
Impeach 45 every day.
And she led a chant at Dick Gregory's funeral of Impeach 45.
Rest in peace.
She should go on the circuit. 728 on WMAL.
Hi, Bill O'Reilly here. We Americans enjoy unprecedented freedom. But do you know how brutal a struggle was to achieve that freedom? Bet you don't. My new book, Killing England, describes in vivid detail the Revolutionary War against Great Britain, and what we put forth in the book might horrify you. George Washington, Ben Franklin, Thomas Jefferson are all portrayed as real men, not myths. Killing England is a read you'll never forget.
Killing England, on sale now.
When I get to about three quarters.
When I get down to the bottom.
A couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order. Dynavite.com.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a big tube of Doggo Suds free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Doggo Suds shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Doggo Suds.
Free. This week at Dynavite.com.
If it's working, don't quit. Dynavite.com.
Coming up on WMAL, we're going to be joined by Shimon Procupes. He is a crime and justice reporter for CNN. We're going to get some information from him on this Manafort investigation with the allegations of Mueller wiretapping Manafort at two different times. We'll find out what that's about since CNN broke that story. Maybe he has some information, can answer some questions for us. 7:30, WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. The news brought to you by the Big Screen Store. A day after leaving Puerto Rico flooded and powerless, Hurricane Maria is collecting itself once again in those warm Caribbean waters. But even as the U.S. territory is suffering, there may be a glimmer of good news for the mainland.
For now, the new model tracks from overnight take the storm and keep the storm offshore. That's good news. Not good news for the Turks and Caicos, and not good news for the battering erosion that's already taking place across the East Coast.
Meteorologist Chad Meyer says the storm is back to a Category 3 and could reach Cat 4 status again later today. Russia, Russia, Russia back in the news as word comes that the special counsel investigating that country's involvement in the 2016 election is asking for information from the White House.
Mueller is requesting documents and information from the White House related to a range of events, including the president's firings of former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn and former FBI Director James Comey.
Correspondent Joe Johns, President Trump's personal attorney says the White House is committed to fully cooperate with the investigation. Metro's largest unions accusing the transit agency of covering up a problem involving Metro's newest series of trains after a mechanic received an electric shock while inspecting a 7,000 series car over the weekend. According to an incident report obtained by the Washington Post, the worker received a light shock and was taken to the hospital for observation. Metro says it's issued a safety bulletin and new procedures for dealing with these inspections. ATU Local 689 says putting safety first has been an abject failure at Metro. The Speaker of Maryland's House of Delegates says he has no plans to step down despite a recent liver transplant. Michael Bush has been Speaker for 14 years, the longest term ever in the state, and the 70-year-old says he'll be running for another term in the legislature next year. Bush's sister donated 60% of her healthy liver to help save her brother's life. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 22,412, the NASDAQ at 6,450. In sports, brought to you by Experian, the Nats score 6 in the 8th inning to blow past the Braves, but the Red Sox blow out and shut out the Birds. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
It's the Big Screen Store's 2-for-1 sale. Get a Samsung 4K 70-inch plus a 50-inch Samsung for just $17.99. That's right, a 70 and a 50-inch for just $17.99. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Plus great deals from your home theater experts on the latest in power reclining seating with power headrests.
Nothing like watching a movie on a big screen.
You got to check out the Big Screen Store.
And for a limited time, a 70-inch 4K UHD TV and a 50-inch Samsung is just $17.99. The Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonizer, and right now you can save $1,074 on roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
I noticed you immediately. Who wouldn't? You're
confident, no drama ease. Your low demands, your promise to stay true. And while others lasted for just a year, your beauty will last for 5 years. You may be the most beautiful mortgage I've ever met.
With Commonwealth One Federal Credit Union's 5-5 adjustable rate mortgage, you can enjoy super low rates with no adjustments for 5 whole years. Apply now, and you'll automatically be entered to win our $5,000 home loan sweepstakes. So apply today at cofcu.org/arm or call 703-823-5211 for Commonwealth One's strongest arm.
Row.
Visit cofcu.org/arm for loan terms, conditions, and complete sweepstakes details. 5-5 arm requires 5% minimum down. No PMI with 95% or less LTV. Subject to credit approval. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender. NMLS 1557.
From getting well to living well, Innovation Health puts your health above all. With a hand-picked, preferred network of doctors, we offer lower-cost, high-quality care you can feel good about. To learn more, visit yourhealthaboveall.com. Innovation Health is the official health insurance company of the Washington Redskins. Health insurance plans are offered or underwritten by Innovation Health Insurance Company and Innovation Health Plan, Inc.
Last year, corporate data breaches were up 40%. This year, it could be worse. Find out if your data is at risk with a free dark web email scan, only from Experian. In less than a minute, you'll know if your identity is at risk. Go to Experian.com/scan to help keep your identity yours with Experian.
735 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia commuters, if you head eastbound on the Dulles Toll Road for your morning travels, listen closely. Had a fender bender eastbound before you get to Route 7 in the Wolf Trap area. That was along the left side. Huge delays coming off of the Greenway. And that takes you the entire stretch through Herndon, Reston, Wolf Trap up to Route 7. So it is a long haul. Route 7, obvious bailout route, will pick up the volume. And I'm looking at that just after the Georgetown Pike up toward Beulah. So those routes in from the west, extra time needed or waited out if you can. On 66, heavy through Manassas, Centerville, had an incident reported as you approach Business 234. And again, from Fairlakes, Bear Oaks, and 123 below speed. Now, let's go Maryland, 16th Street into Silver Spring. Still dealing with the crash in the intersection at 16th and East-West Highway under police direction. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Unseasonably warm, most likely right on through the upcoming weekend. Mostly sunny, 87 this afternoon, average high 78. Tonight, some clouds and warm, 69. Mostly cloudy early tomorrow, then some sunshine in the afternoon, 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 62 in Vienna, 61 in Silver Spring, 68 at Reagan National. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM. And AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL.
Good morning, 737 here on WMAL. Coming up, 8:05 this morning, we'll be joined by Loudoun County Supervisor Ron Meyer to talk about transportation in and out of the district from the state of Virginia. And then you've got Vince Gray, the former mayor of D.C. and now a D.C. council member, joining us at 8:15 this morning to talk Washington, D.C. All ahead. My name is Vince Colonnay. He's alongside Mary Walter.
And good morning, Vince. Joining us right now is Shimon Prokipes. He is a crime and justice reporter for CNN, and he's been working on this story regarding the wiretapping of Paul Manafort. Shimon, thank you so much for taking the time to join us this morning. We really appreciate it.
Sure, and thanks for having me.
So the question that I have for you that I want to start out with is, when exactly was Paul Manafort wiretapped by the government?
Right, the sources that we've talked to and information that we have basically indicates that sometime in 2014, the FBI became interested in some of Paul Manafort's dealings with Ukrainian officials, lobbying efforts, consulting. And at that point, the Ukrainian officials were part of a corruption probe. And so the FBI decided to begin to look into Manafort and to see if he had any role, if there was any corruption where he was part of. And it was around that time we're told that the FBI decided to get the secret warrant to go before the FISA court and wiretap his phone.
Now, was the Podesta group included in any of that, since they were also involved in some activity in regards to the Ukraine?
Right. Yeah, we don't have any information about that. We don't know if they were included on that. You know, we did reach out to them when we put the story together. They had, you know, not commented on it. They said they had no comment. But in terms of whether they were part of that investigation, we don't know.
So there was a first FISA court order, and it started in 2014, right? And then that wiretap concluded when?
So it concludes at some point. We don't exactly know when it concludes, but it stops at some point. And we're told because, you know, with these warrants, you have to keep going to the court and basically show them that you're gathering evidence and that there is enough evidence to keep the warrant open, to keep this. It's very secretive, and this warrant is very intrusive. Basically, this gives unbelievable powers to investigators, to FBI agents,
right,
who can conduct all sorts of surveillance on subjects. So they go to the court, you know, maybe every 90 days or so, and they have to show the court that they have enough evidence to keep this warrant open. At some point, the FBI stops because they just don't have enough evidence. At least from what we're told, to keep the warrant going.
Shimon,
we don't know exactly when.
Do you have any sense of whether or not it was concurrent with the campaign? Was he ever campaign chairman and being wiretapped at the same time?
Yeah, that we also don't know.
Okay.
We know that at some point when the FBI opened this as part of the Russian meddling investigation, and in July of last year, when they opened an investigation to Trump associates, the campaign associates, during that time, around that time, whether it was while he was the chairman or sometime after, they do go back to the FISA court and get another warrant for Paul Manafort.
And do we know if any of the justification contained in that application before the FISA court revolved around the Steele memo, the infamous dossier?
So we do know that on Carter Page, which was another early on, he was, you know, claimed to be a Trump associate. He worked on some foreign policy. We know for him, we were told by sources that some of the Steele dossier information was used as part of a justification to get a FISA on him. We don't know if the Steele dossier was used in Manafort's case. But it was used in other FISA warrants, like the Carter Page one. But for this specific one, we don't know.
Now, I mean, in light of the fact that, I mean, a lot has been made of this, you know, but, and CNN, of course, reporting this week that Manafort's wires were tapped. This has led a bunch of people to go back to March and look at that tweet from the president of the United States, who tweeted the following: terrible. Just found out that Obama had my wires tapped in Trump Tower just before the victory. Nothing found. This is McCarthyism. Now, we should point out Paul Manafort lived in Trump Tower. Does all of this make Trump's tweet from March more plausible?
So, you know, the Justice Department obviously looked into this, you know, when certainly when Trump tweeted it. You know, we went back and we talked to sources, and there was never any indication that Trump Tower was wiretapped or any of the president's phone lines were tapped. Yes, Paul Manafort did live in, did have an apartment at Trump Tower. But, you know, we don't know if Trump Tower was part of this surveillance, certainly as it relates to Paul Manafort. We do know from just the Justice Department's own statements and from some court filings recently where they say that they cannot talk about FISA. They have nothing that they can offer publicly, but they do say that they did not, there was no FISA on the president, that at no point were his phones tapped. So, you know, this is kind of, you know, some people have been talking about.
Yes.
But there is nothing to indicate that any of that is
true. Well, does this new information that you and your colleagues at CNN have reported make you more skeptical of the government's prior statements?
No, I mean, not at all. I mean, I think we know based on what the sources we've talked to and the former FBI director, you know, James Comey, when he appeared on the Hill just before he was fired, I mean, he answered that question. You know, the Justice Department and filings has answered that question, and some senior people who were part of the investigation at the Justice Department and elsewhere that we've gone back to during that time also have denied it. So, no, it does not cause any skepticism for us. Look, I think there was a lot going on in this investigation during that time, during July, you know, even before then when the FBI started looking at Russian meddling. And these secret filings, these warrants, you know, they're very sensitive, and it's very hard to get information on them. The fact that we even know this much is shocking. But these are very intrusive warrants, and the government almost never speaks about them. It's just the program, the way it's designed, the way the court is designed. This is not to be spoken about.
Yeah. Well, and Shimon, thank you. I appreciate it. I'm sorry we ran out of time here, but I appreciate your perspective. I'd urge you to look at, I mean, obviously, you know, James Clapper has given conflicting statements to your very network on this, it seems. And I would encourage you to be in a perpetual state of skepticism, no matter who's your source here. But I genuinely appreciate you coming and filling us in on CNN's latest reporting on Mornings on the Mall, sir.
Thank you. It is 744 on WMAL.
So you've been thinking about stepping out and buying your first home. You've probably even done the math. You could handle the monthly payments. It's just that big down payment that's holding you back. That's where NASA Federal can help. Yeah, that NASA. The NASA Federal Launchpad Home Loan was built for people just like you. There's no down payment and no monthly private mortgage insurance. Yeah, zero down and zero PMI. And you don't have to work for NASA to get one. You just need to call 855-979-NASA or visit nasafcu.com/979. That's 855-979-NASA or nasafcu.com/979. Get into that new home with zero down, zero PMI, and a little help from NASA Federal. That's smart. NASA smart. For more information, call 855-979-NASA or click nasafcu.com/979. Equal housing lender. Offer valid on approved credit for primary residences. Membership eligibility required. NMLS number 486583.
It's 745. Now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. And Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And a couple of problems still remain here around the region. 16th Street heading into Silver Spring. The crash at East-West Highway right in the intersection. Still waiting on a couple tow trucks. Watch for police direction. Top side of the Beltway as you come off the 95, slow merge onto the Beltway and toward Bethesda. Interloop slowdowns as well as you pass Connecticut Avenue. Now, let's go Virginia. We had the crash on the toll road eastbound as you head into Wolf Trap before you get to Route 7. That was in the left lane. Delays coming off of the Greenway in a solid lineup. Route 7 picking up the bailout traffic, obviously. Now, let's go across the 14th Street Bridge. First of all, 395 Beltway to King Street, and then out of Shirlington now across the 14th Street Bridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Unseasonably warm, most likely right on through the upcoming weekend. Mostly sunny, 87 this afternoon, average high 78. Tonight, some clouds and warm, 69. Mostly cloudy early tomorrow, then some sunshine in the afternoon, 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 68 degrees at 747 on WMAL.
And you don't bring me flowers anymore.
Oh, there's Barbara with two A's. Barbara Streisand, she used to be says so she would only be photographed from her good side at the Harvey Telethon. Apparently, Barbara Streisand has a good side. She's only allowed to be photographed. I think it was Ariana Grande. Didn't she do the same thing? Ariana Grande has a dimple on one of her cheeks, so she insists that she always be photographed from the side with the dimple.
Well, I think most people who are photographed all the time like that know what's their good side and what's not. Everybody's got a good side, apparently. Mike, look at the look on Mike McKay's face. He's like, really?
Like, what?
There's a good side? What?
What are psychotic people talking about?
Yeah.
This is the singing diva joined, of course, other A-list celebrities at the relief benefit hand in hand in LA last week, but she had to make sure all the photographers would only shoot her best side, which apparently is the left side of her face. Quote, there were a ton of celebrities on the red carpet, but she wanted to walk the carpet in reverse order so the cameras would only shoot her good side. It was as if she was a salmon swimming upstream.
That's awesome.
That's an anonymous source who, by the way, should be on the record so we can give them credit for that great analogy. That's pretty funny. Just imagine everyone's walking one way and she's walking backwards on the red carpet.
That was fantastic.
Yeah, that's a great quote. Holy cow. NFL ratings, some news for you here, are down again this season.
Wow.
Is it time to panic? Apparently, NFL TV ratings are down so far, and if that news isn't distressing enough for you, according to CNN, the biggest ratings driver on TV now has reached its latest slump following a 2016 season marked by unstable ratings that had pundits and analysts scratching their heads. Sunday Night Football on NBC, in the first 2 weeks of the regular season, down 7% in viewership compared to last year. Monday Night Football, down 5%. And the averages of Sunday afternoon games on Fox and CBS are down 11 and 19% respectively, according to Nielsen data.
Gee, why do you think that is?
Well, there's a lot of people who want to boycott the NFL for the opposite reason these days. People who are resenting all of that kneeling, and people are resenting that the kneelers don't get more respect.
Oh, so, you know what, though? I have to tell you, do you really honestly think that people who are hard left, hard liberals watch the NFL? I don't think they do.
I think they do. There's lefty NFL appreciators out there.
I just don't think there are a lot of them. I think it's more people who are boycotting because of this whole ridiculous, I have to make a statement and it's got to be during the national anthem.
Well, yeah, I mean,
business.
When your escape becomes yet another part of your annoying life, you're not a part of it anymore. 7:50 on WMAL.
Have you been hearing the messages from Ackerman Security and law enforcement veterans Vince Hill and Mike Sands? Hi, I'm Mary Walter, and even though I've been telling you about Ackerman Security, I had no idea that a burglary happens every 15 seconds in America. Why isn't anyone else talking about this? I'm proud of Ackerman for telling it like it is and working with real law enforcement professionals to really do something about it. And that especially includes their new No Theft Guarantee, the only one of its kind offered by any security provider in the country. The No Theft Guarantee literally means that if your home is broken into while your Ackerman security system is armed, Ackerman will pay for 100% of your loss, every single penny. How can they afford to do that? Because a break-in at a home secured by Ackerman virtually never ever happens. But in the rare chance that it does, Ackerman has your back. That's why Ackerman continues to be the sign of real security. Want to know more? Visit NoTheftGuarantee.com for all the details. That's NoTheftGuarantee.com.
This is Parkinson's disease.
Hello.
When it comes to doing the things you want, Parkinson's can be a real challenge. Now meet Stuart.
Hi there.
He was diagnosed with Parkinson's a few years ago. For Stuart and his carer, slowness and stiffness are often a part of their day. That means Parkinson's does its best to get in their way.
That's right.
Let's see. What's on our to-do list today? We need to pick up the...
Nope.
Well, we should at least start the...
No.
Can we get going on that?
No, siree.
Parkinson's is a progressive condition, and as it progresses, the changes you face can be trying.
What about...
Out of the question.
At least we
can... No way.
Go to factsonpd.com to learn more about Parkinson's and the challenges you may be dealing with. You can also sign up to receive more information and an educational resource kit at no cost. Talk to your doctor about all your symptoms. At factsonpd.com, you can take a short quiz designed to prepare you for your next doctor visit.
What is your Parkinson's getting in the way of today?
Go to factsonpd.com to learn more. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Ransomware is software that can infiltrate your business through email, enabling cyber criminals to hijack sensitive information as ransom for your own data's release. Leveraging Barracuda email security with advanced threat detection can stop a ransomware attack in its tracks. As an added measure, Barracuda Backup allows you to recover your data without having to surrender to extortion. Crime doesn't pay when you protect your business data with Barracuda. Go to Barracuda.com/ransomware to learn more.
This is such a blow to investors.
Do it right now. Breaking news.
We're waiting for the market to open in a second.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets, long-term concerns, and Wall Street money traps. But if you're worried, unsure, unhappy, or losing sleep about your money, give us a call today at 1-800-563-7030. Again, that's 1-800-563-7030.
7:53, let's see how your money is doing. Let's go to Landon Dowdy at the CNBC News Desk. Good morning, Landon.
Hi there, Mary. Good morning. Well, futures are lower this morning, pointing to a lower open on Wall Street. The S&P is coming off of another record high. Watching Hurricane Maria as it lashes the Dominican Republic, it's back up to a Category 3. No U.S. impact is expected as of now. Google will give smartphones another shot after a failed attempt with Motorola. This time, Google is betting $1 billion with an investment in smartphone maker HTC. The Securities and Exchange Commission says its security was breached and hackers may have made illicit gains through trading on what they stole. Meanwhile, Equifax fails again. It tweeted links that sent victims of the data breach to a phishing website instead of the official site created to help customers. The Equifax breach exposed the personal information of nearly half of all American adults to hackers. Grocery chain Albertsons is buying meal kit delivery service Plated. And this is the last full day of summer. Fall arrives tomorrow. I'm Landon Dowdy, CNBC Business News, 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Gabapentin, Neurontin, and surgery are no longer your only option for neuropathy treatment. If you suffer from stabbing or burning pains, tingling and numbness, cramps in your feet and legs, or feeling like a sock is balled up under your foot, you need to know about the non-drug and non-surgical treatment for peripheral neuropathy at Virginia Family Chiropractic. We use a comprehensive approach combining high-dose laser, nerve regeneration methods, and balance therapies that are customized for each patient. Our treatments can rehabilitate damaged nerves. So stop masking your pain with drugs that only offer temporary relief and come with a laundry list of side effects. Our treatments are non-surgical, drug, and pain-free. Best of all, they're effective. If you experience numbness, shooting or burning pains, or loss of balance, call us for a free neuropathy consultation. It could change your life. Virginia Family Chiropractic, 571-350-3520. Or click virginiafamilychiropractic.com.
And it's 7:55 WMAL traffic and weather is every 10 minutes first on the fives. And here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland commuters on Route 4. It's been a tough go out of Upper Marlboro. One broken down car finally cleared out of the right lane. So some relief up ahead as you head between Woodyard and Dower House Road. Traffic flows again in Silver Spring now that the intersection reopened. 16th Street at East-West Highway from the earlier crash. 50 inside the Beltway slows. It's going to be a little heavier than normal, it looks like, as you head from 410 off and onto the merge with New York and Kenilworth Avenue. Out of Riverdale, BW Parkway slow. On the toll road, the crash eastbound before you get to Route 7 was along the left side with delays off of the Greenway. So if you're a toll road commuter, you need extra time for sure. Route 7 with the bailout traffic as well. Update sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam is clinically proven to relieve leg and foot cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at TheraWorksRelief.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
The warmth continues and so does the heat. 87 this afternoon with plenty of sunshine. Warm this morning too. Seeing a lot of 70s around, especially in and around the Beltway. A little cooler as we get away from it. Some clouds and 69 tonight. Tomorrow, 85. Clouds early, partly cloudy for most of the day. Sunshine for Saturday and Sunday, mid to upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, we're at 68 degrees at 7:56 on WMAL.
Okay, first, we were giving you a great discount on fences, decks, and pavers. And to be honest, those were some pretty sweet deals. But why stop there? Our prices have gone from low to lower to lowest. Long Fence is now offering the lowest prices of the year on fences, decks, and pavers, but only for a limited time. So go to longfence.com today for a free estimate.
Everything we do makes a difference.
Your heart is amazing, pumping 2,000 gallons of blood through your body every day. But if something goes wrong inside, like a valve problem or a structural or congenital heart defect, you'd want the region's leading team of cardiac physicians at your side. Like the specialists at MedStar Heart and Vascular Institute at MedStar Washington Hospital Center. Recognized nationally by U.S. News and World Report, our team approach to structural heart disease is one of many reasons for our national recognition. For 10 years, we've participated in every major clinical trial for TAVR, an advanced minimally invasive approach to aortic valve replacement. And we've performed more of these procedures than any other team in the Baltimore, Washington region. We have the experience you can trust. When you need an expert structural heart team, don't miss a beat. Learn more at MedStarHeartInstitute.org/structural heart or schedule an appointment at 202-877-DOCS. That's 202-877-DOCS.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. I'm here to let you in on a little secret. Fall is the busiest time of year for roofers. It makes sense, right? If your roof is on its way out, you definitely want to get it replaced by winter. Here's another secret. Because fall is the busiest time of year for New Look Home Design, we're able to negotiate incredible bulk deals for manufacturers, which we're able to pass on to you for a very limited time. If you book a new roof from New Look Home Design now through the end of September, I can get you 50% off all the materials used on the job. We really strong-arm the manufacturers, and 50% off materials is one of the best deals we've ever been able to bring to customers. We've been in business for 14 years and have done over 30,000 jobs. That kind of volume gets great prices. Give us a call at 800-279-5300. Again, that's 800-279-5300. Or visit newlookhomedesign.com to get 50% off all roofing materials.
Did you know that 97% of all home buyers are searching online? That's right, 97%. Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we specialize in online real estate marketing and where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, we've already saved our clients over $10 million compared to the old-fashioned real estate agents. Check us out at wilsonrealtygroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's wilsonrealtygroup.com.
Hey, Vince, tell him what's coming up on WMAL.
Oh, sure, I can do that. Ron Meyer is a columnist. He's also a Loudoun County supervisor, so therefore he has all sorts of information about Rand Paul and also the idea of having bike share on I-66 and all sorts of buses. It's going to be crazy.
And also, former D.C. Mayor Vince Gray will be joining us. There's a new smoking cessation proposal. He'll tell us what it entails. And the health department cracking down on dogs at bars and restaurants.
We'll let the other Vince.